It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In celebration of opening day, we've got a special episode of the Moth Podcast for you. The theme is baseball and the surprising ways it connects people.
I gaze out at the players on the field, and then I look over at my dad, and I realize that in the silence between us that something has changed. It's like I'm seeing him for the first time.
Two stories about baseball, family, and so much more. The episode's available right now. Subscribe to the Moth Podcast to make sure you hear it.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
You guys get bored by baseball.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
It's Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
Vaughn Grissom has played in 64 Major League games, but he's getting ready to be the everyday second baseman for the Boston Red Sox. After being a top prospect for the Atlanta Braves, after coming over to the Red Sox in a trade for Chris Sale, but he's on the cusp, he's on the precipice, and I caught up to him on the first day that he appeared in a game as a member of the Red Sox in the field on his rehab assignment as he gets ready, comes back from this groin injury. Seems to be close, but in the meantime, we had to get to what about Vaughn Grissom. What makes him tick? And who is his biggest mentor? Well, a lot of Ron Washington talk, a lot of third base coaching talk, and third base coaching talk for Beer League Softball, of course, and just a lot of good back and forth, getting to know Vaughn Grissom talk. All right, here you go. Baseball isn't boring. At BB isn't boring. Hope you enjoy. So, tell me a hobby. Give me a hobby that you have. We haven't talked hobbies. Let's go.
Yeah, I got a dog. In the off season, I like to be on the water a lot. You know, fishing, boating, bowling. Just kind of do everything.
Bowling.
My friend's softball league. I don't play.
Oh yeah.
But I'm the best third base coach in the whole fucking
really,
league.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I don't even know where to begin for that. Like, first of all, you just throw in bowling. Like,
right.
This isn't like Mookie Betts level bowling.
No. I'm definitely like the between 100 and 150 range, and you never know what you're gonna get.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So yeah. So you could go up to like 250.
No. Never this. Never even. I don't know if I've seen 200 before.
All right. Here's a question that you've never been asked. Which are you better at, third base coaching in softball leagues or bowling?
Dude, third base coach.
Oh, you're pretty cocky about the third base coach.
I got some good sense, dude. I got some good sense. I don't know if I've ever even been thrown out at the plate, and there's been some close plays. But, a lot of people in those softball leagues are flat-footed, you know, when they're catching the relay, so it's an easy sense.
Oh, you're reading it, right?
Yeah.
And are you, like, the full-on, you know, throwing out your labrum, you know? Like, yeah.
I'm basically scoring with them. That's basically how it goes.
So you probably look at third base coaches in a whole new different light now, right?
Oh yeah, no, I think if you have a good third base coach, you have a good team.
All right. Give me your best play at the plate. This is morphing into actual baseball.
I try not to have anyone slide either. So sometimes,
here's the thing. You're one of these guys who hold everybody up. And you know what? Those guys, they never get criticized because there's never a close play at the plate, right?
I don't want my boy to slide into home plate and him get up and, you know, like he has work tomorrow or something and his shoulder's bugged out or he had to slide maybe because some play. So I try to keep them on their feet. So for me, a bad send is when they have to slide.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not necessarily when they're out. So, I haven't been there yet. But when they have to slide, I'm like, I'm sorry.
That's fair, because you know what I'm talking about. I've covered a lot of third base coaches, and the third base coaches who never send anyone, just hold guys up, they never have to have the press conferences after, right?
Right.
But so you have a good reason, though. You don't want the accountant to show up in a sling.
Exactly.
So,
you get it.
So what is, give me an instance where you've had your most memorable rounding third. Well, this is a bizarre question, I know, but you just got me thinking.
No, my buddy Trey Bradley, we've had some good sends with him. My buddy James Gray actually, that was a good one. It was like late in the game. The kid, you know, I see him getting ready to catch the relay, and he's like, his whole chest is towards him. And so I actually learned that from Washington. And I see the throw go off a little bit to the right side, so he's going to have to like move his feet a little bit. And I'm like, dude, there's no way, whoever this is, he's 35 plus easy. Good shortstop for a beer league team, you know, but there's no way he'll be able to move his feet in front and like turn his shoulders and chuck him out. So he's like still 5 feet from third base, and I'm just like, we gotta go. Everyone's like, the dugout's right here telling me, no. And I'm like, they don't know a damn thing. Like, so I sent him, and it was pretty good.
So you're an unfair advantage. Not only are you a professional baseball player, but to have Ron Washington as your third base coaching mentor, did you ever talk to him about it or no?
Oh yeah, of course. I always break down. I try to break down everyone's, you know, what they have to deal with, at least on the baseball field. I like to know everyone's role. So on some sends like that, like I'll ask him like why, and then he'll break down, give me the iPad, and be like, "Well, you see this, all that." Yeah, so
that's good.
Yeah, so it's pretty pretty cool.
What did Ron Washington, besides coaching third base, what did he teach you? What was the thing that, like, obviously, like, he's known throughout baseball as the guy, right? Like, the guy who is the fielding whisperer, the money ball is incredibly difficult, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
For you, what was the thing was the most impactful bit of your life?
I don't have enough time here to explain all that, but he was as close as a second father type of voice, you know, like, there wasn't a scenario, a question, or a lesson that I asked him that he didn't have a good answer for. And if he didn't have the answer, he went and found it, and he had he was really insightful. I could talk to him all day.
Stories,
you know, just everything about his life, about, you know, how he got to where he was, or things like that. He was best.
Any money ball talk, no?
Of course. Yeah, of course. I always talked about, we talked about Oakland, we talked about Texas, we talked about freaking New Orleans, you know, growing up, like, you know, just what it was like growing up as he was a grinder, you know, skinny catcher, turned into an infielder, and I was always talked about him, about who his mentors were, and who he learned the game from, and how they used to learn the game. It's so much different than what we have now. It's like freaking 180. Like, not even the same league almost, you know. And, you know, just a lot of lessons in between those, and commitment and everything, man. He was a... He's a pinnacle of, you know, of a male in this world.
That makes me feel good, because like we think, okay, well, he taught you how to have your glove open when a ball's coming to it, or go to your backhand, whatever. But to know that means,
that was like one of the few, you know, one of the smaller lessons he taught, you know, throughout his days, years, you know, whatever. 55 years in the game, he learned something. You know?
Yeah. So, as you sit here right now, like compared to like when you started first working with him or you first started coming up, even when you first came to the major leagues, mm-hmm. now that you're sort of on the precipice of getting back into major league action, mm-hmm. what is the thing that you are just like so much better at that you feel, and I know there's a lot, like
I used to, if I made a mistake out there, I wouldn't know, or like if I felt weird, like that wasn't the right footwork, you know, like I wouldn't really necessarily know what the right footwork was. I just know that it didn't feel right. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Something like that. Or yeah, just certain like misses. I would be like, okay, like what did I do? Like I had that, you know, and I didn't really understand. But now like I've got it broke down. Like I know how to read my misses, how to like, I know when I mess up versus when if it was like a bad hop, you know, it's just a baseball play, mm-hmm. you know, like I know how to, if I catch the ball, I had to make it routine, you know, before I would like make a good play and I would like make it crazier, you know, maybe like adding some extra shit or something, like on a spin throw or something. He taught me how to like, whenever you catch the ball, like how to for sure get it to first base, whether he's safe or out. And, you know, if he's safe, he always taught like, if he's safe, everyone in the whole stadium knows why he was safe. You know, hit the ball way over there, you know, that'd do a turn around and he threw it on, he was safe, whatever. But there's no sense in making a crazy play, turning around and slinging into the stands and giving him a second, you know, like, and then it's like, oh, that guy fucked that up, you know, or whatever. So, I feel like just the routine ball, the one you catch, you know. He always said he couldn't teach you how to go over there and dive and do all that, but the one that's right at you, you know, he can handle that.
Which, by the way, that's what you got to do.
That's the one you got to do.
So, you've had the spring training, obviously, weird injuries and everything else. But you also spent a lot. I saw you work, man. Like, I saw you work, and maybe it was in the cage, underneath, whatever. You had to switch. I know you played second base before. But what is, from the time that you got to the Red Sox, going through all that different work? Because you actually probably did a whole lot more of that than you would normally, because you couldn't move around a lot, right?
So it was a lot of the same principle that Wash taught me. You know, just trying to perfect it. In this game, there really is no perfection, but you can strive for it type stuff, you know. So just working on the details and stuff of second base, of the feet, and just getting how it's supposed to feel. So I don't know what it's supposed to feel like in a game, because it's two different things, you know. So trying to work slow and just feel, you know, underneath myself, whatnot.
So do you feel, as we sit here, do you feel good about it?
Yeah, I feel really good. Yeah, like I said, I still haven't fielded a ball this year at second base, so it is what it is. But
yeah, but you've done it before.
Sure. It's been 6 months since I fielded a ground ball in a game, so kind of want to feel what that's like again. So, yeah, that's part of it.
Are you anxious? Are you, like...
I'm just taking it as it comes to me now. I'm not really anxious.
But you want to play the great game of baseball,
of
right?
Of course, yeah. I mean, I'm definitely excited. I wouldn't call it anxious. I'm, you know, taking it by, you know, as the win comes. But I played it the game before for sure, but yeah.
Are you used to wearing this uniform? I'm like, I know that's a stupid question, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, but 10U baseball, rec ball, and Babe Ruth, I was the Red Sox. And I was, I think, 7U, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, going around Red Sox, yeah, so this is easy.